Another weekend of Wolves basketball on the road as NSU takes on SMSU and USF. Today we bring in the junior from Altoona, Iowa, and sharpshooter from downtown, James Glenn. Thanks for popping in studio today. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me.
My pleasure, for sure. So, certainly a tough start to the season. How do you guys kind of turn this thing around here for the back half of 2024 and 25?
Man, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep going and make the changes we can. Just keep moving, you know. Show up each day, work a little harder, 1% better each day, and I think we'll turn it around.
One thing that Saul Phillips and I talked about is when you have a team that has a losing streak like this, there's typically a lot of fracturing with the team. And I said, I get a sense that's not an issue with this team. And he said the exact same thing. He said, there's no fracturing. How come? That's a great thing that there's no fracturing, you know.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Truthfully, I attested to everyone being on the same page from early on. You know, everyone got here and we knew what we wanted out of the season. We wanted to bring glory to God and we wanted to win games. One of them I hope that we are doing well right now. Mm-hmm. And the other one we can attest and say that we are not winning games. But we are all on the same page that we're going to keep going. We try to just stick together. It's more than basketball. You know what I mean? Like, life is, and sometimes it's hard to realize that when you're 1-15. You know what I mean? Like, it's, for me too, it's really hard to walk into the gym sometimes and realize, like, sometimes you want to slow down and be like, man, what are we doing here? And take a look back and realize what a blessing it is to have the opportunity to play a game we love. So
I think sports are such a microcosm of life. You're not going to win every single day in life. You're going to have lots of ups and downs in it. And I've been saying on the broadcast, when it comes to the winning perspective, when that day comes, it's going to be awesome, because it is coming at some point in time. I certainly feel it. I know you do as well. The thing about it is every single game that you guys have been playing in, with the exception of maybe one or two here, they've all been so close. Does that make it more difficult? The fact that, you know, you're losing by 3 or 4 or 2 or something like that, because when you lose by 30, you know, mentally you're like, all right, well, you know, we kind of saw that one coming. But when you lose at the wire every single time, that's pretty tough to swallow.
It is. I'd say it's better, because I think that's another reason there's no fraction, because we know we're there. You know, mm-hmm. we're a click away from turning these games around and turning them into wins. So I think that makes it easier in that way, that we all know we're right there. It was never a question of talent or athleticism or anything like that. That, like, we can all attest and say that that's not the reason we're losing games. So we know the capabilities of the team, and I think that makes it easier. Back to why we're not fracturing too, we know the capabilities, and I think that's why we keep fighting, is we see these close games and we know we can turn them around.
No question. So we talked about this in the sports hub a little bit, but the 8-3 pointers against Dakota State there, 35 points. Kind of walk the listener through what that was like for you, and when that ball is flying off your hand, you just almost know it's going in.
Yeah, man, it's kind of funny, because you start to hit a couple, and the teams find you even more. Like, the team already does a great job looking for me to get some open shots. So you hit a couple, then they realize that, and then it opens up stuff for them to get downhill, you know, get out of the rim. And then the defense has to change back and start collapsing on that. So it's kind of a whole cycle. When you hit a few shots like that, it just becomes, in a way, sometimes easier to just add on to that. And either it's kind of a pick your poison, let the rest of the team all get at the rim, or just let you keep firing away. And the team found me a good spot to keep firing away. So
did you have a favorite one of the 8? A lot of them are rhythm jumpers.
I don't remember which number it was, but one of them felt horrible off the hand. It still went in. So I was like, all right, we're good. We're hot now. Like, if you're having a good shooting day, if your shot feels good, you're having a great shooting day. If your shot feels horrible and it's going in, then you know you can just throw it at the rim and it goes in. So when I felt that one, and like, my feet weren't set, wasn't even a great shot, but it went in, I was like, yeah, we're good now.
So. Yeah, must be nice. I never had anything like that before. So we talked about this a little bit on the Sports Hub as well, but homeschooled and also dual enrolled. What does homeschool look like? I've never seen that.
It's a lot of teaching you how to learn. You're learning, like, figuring out throughout the day how to teach yourself. My parents were always there, like, specifically my mom was always there to help us through and, like, help us learn. But she would also just teach us how to learn. And I think that's very applicable to not just college, but actually in real life. You know, like, when we have a job that we desire and, like, actually want to learn, that is not just like, oh, I don't know what to do here, no one's teaching me. Like, we can go out and find that knowledge. And so I think it's very applicable. It would be a couple hours a day that we're actually sitting down doing school, and then we're trying to kind of apply that knowledge and throughout the rest of the day. And
pretty hands-on stuff, feels like.
Yes.
You're using more kind of that mental aspect of not just memorizing stats and memorizing history and memorizing this. Like, you're still doing that, but you're doing a lot more hands-on stuff, if that makes sense.
Very much. I mean, so I want to be a chiropractor, and
okay.
I think one of the reasons is my dad's a physician. So all day, often if there's any injury or something like that in the family, I was hearing what went wrong, you know, what happened. And that just always piqued my interest. And I don't think I want to do med school, but
yeah, that's going
to
be,
but I do want to try and help people in a similar fashion. So
might have to crack my back later. Got a rough back. How much film do you watch to get ready for game day?
We watch a lot as a team. I often just watch our past games because I'm more focused on what we can do. Mm-hmm. And then coaches lock in on what the other team is doing. And I just trust what they say their tendencies are and all that. And so I don't have an hour or anything like that, a count. I really try to focus on what we can do as a team better and learn from that. So
gotcha. Pre-game rituals, anything for you?
I always Psalms 118:22, I want to say. That could be wrong, but it's might not even have it right, but it's pretty much the stone that the builders rejected became the cornerstone. The boulder, and that just sticks with me. I always repeat that to myself, especially right now. You know, we're in a tough spot. I think probably a lot of people have just written us off for the season. The one that people rejected became the cornerstone. So I think that's that actually stuck with me towards the end of last year. I talked to one of my teammates at DMAC a lot last year about it. So if I'm not, I try to like just actually get in the word and read, but if I can't do that, I'm at least trying to just repeat that one to myself. So
that's interesting, because I had a question in here about reading the Bible before games, and I was going to ask what your favorite passage is. So check that one off the list. It's good stuff. What's your all-time favorite basketball memory? Could be in grade school growing up, could be at DMAC, could be here at Northern State. What's your all-time favorite basketball memory? Or maybe even just shooting hoops in the front yard or in your living room or something like that.
Sure. I think I got probably two for you. First is probably dropping 34 in Wax Arena for the first time. I think that was a pretty great memory, you know, just having so much excitement around it. And, you know, to start the season, didn't it continue on like that, like we'd hoped to get. Like, I was hoping that would help us roll off a few wins, but it was just a lot of excitement around that game. Mm-hmm. And so that felt really good. The second one probably be playing with my brothers. Like I said, I'm the youngest of the family, and the two right above me, they're a bit bigger at the time. And basically, we work out together all the time. For some reason, it was my AAU coach really rocked with me at the time, and they were basically blaming that that's the only reason I ever score the ball or anything. And I was young at this time, but I remember I was like in tears trying to beat these dudes one-on-one. And it's just a funny memory that I remember vividly of them making me better in a way that I didn't know they were. I don't know, I just think that is some good brothers and a good basketball memory right there.
Yeah, brotherly and sibling rivalries are intense. I mean, I have two older brothers, and I tell you what, some of the knockdown, drag out battles that we had in our front yard, sometimes sports related, sometimes not.
Sure.
Definitely kind of, it's an iron sharpening iron situation for sure. Did you play any other sports in high school back in the day?
Not in high school. I tried to play track, or run track, I guess, and I got about four practices, and COVID hit, and that was done, and I figured that track must not be for me, which I think it already wasn't. I'm pretty slow, so I got about four practices into track. I played football up until like 7th, 8th grade, something like that, but as soon as we got into high school, it was just straight ball.
There you go. How do you like Saul Phillips as your head coach?
He's awesome, man. He's just instills confidence in you all the time. Really just lets you hoop. He trusts us, you know, throughout the game. If we're seeing something on the court that we like or don't like, he trusts us. And that's just really helpful for me. I tend to be, throughout my basketball career, I've tended to be like a overthinker on the court, you know, really question what I'm doing and stuff like that. And that he really counteracts that and just kind of instills confidence in you that what you're doing is good and you know how to play, whether even I have a couple bad plays or something like that. I know that he knows, just like I can rock out, and he can trust that.
He gives you a lot of freedom.
Yeah,
kind of sounds like, for sure. You're rocking the number 4. Any particular reason for that number, or was that just the number randomly assigned to you?
0 wasn't available. I really like 4, and it was actually my brother's number in high school when he won state in Iowa. They hang up the jerseys in the Wells Fargo Arena where you play state.
Sure.
So 4 was hanging up for a while because it's like he was kind of the captain of the team. So that kind of is a little bit of a nod to my brother Steve. So
there you go. Yeah. Big shout out to him. Yeah. Ever hit a half court buzzer beater?
I hit like a 3/4 court buzzer beater at DMAC my freshman year. It wasn't game time, but it was halftime. It wasn't for game or anything, but we ended up winning by like 3. So it kind of counts, I think.
Absolutely. All right, that's all the basketball questions I got for you.
All right.
So you are married. That's pretty unique for a student athlete, for a college athlete. How did that kind of come to be?
I met the one early on. I can't imagine any other way. You know, I met Chandra when we were like 14 or 15 and ended up dating when I was a senior in high school. She was freshman in college, and I knew pretty quickly that we were going to get married, and I also knew that I was going to end up transferring probably fairly far away from home.
Did she know that from an early time?
Yeah, she did, and I wouldn't, before I met her, I never even considered getting married at an early age or anything like that, and then all of a sudden we just started talking about it a little more here and there, and we got engaged, and about 4 or 5 months later, we were married, so
Yeah. The crazy thing about it is you said that your wife shot you down 3 times before you started dating.
Sure did.
You're quite persistent, huh?
Yeah, man. Got to be. I knew she was the one before she knew, so.
How come she shot you down? Did you ever ask her that?
It was like over a period of time. It wasn't like I asked and she said no. Like
right.
I'd ask, talk for a little bit. Something would happen, wasn't right. And then it just happened a few times. And on the third time, that's when it worked out. So.
Third time is the proverbial charm. There you go. So you and your wife both have 9 biological siblings. What did that house look like growing up?
It was awesome, man. Probably a little hectic. I was the youngest, so by the time I was really paying attention to anything, everyone else was grown. But for the most part, it was just a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. You know, there's always something to do. I'm super close to all my siblings, you know, and they're all spread out like around the country now. They're all grown, doing their own thing, which I love. I mean, as you're growing up, there's 10 of you in the house for a little bit, you know, at least, and that was... You learn to get pretty close with them and learn a lot about each other, and it's a fun way to do it, man.
That's a very, very big family. A lot of fun, I'm sure. What'd you get for Christmas this year?
I got a couple pairs of shoes. I got some Vans from brother-in-law. Got me some Vans. My parent-in-laws, I guess that's how you say it. I don't know.
In-laws,
yeah. They got me another pair of shoes, and then my wife got a record player, and they got me some records, so that was cool. And I actually got a headband from my sister that is customized to my nickname when I was in like 6th grade, which is Muffin Man. So that's, you were asking about a nickname earlier.
Yeah.
That's not the nickname to use, I think.
Okay. How'd you get the nickname Muffin Man?
Not a clue. I was very small. I think I looked like a little muffin out there. I don't know. So that's one of my favorite gifts for sure is my headband that now is customized.
We'll stick with NASA.
Stick with NASA.
Yeah, we'll stay away from the Muffin Man. Best Christmas movie of all time.
Gotta probably say Klaus. Have you seen that one, the animated one?
No, but Devin Brooke talked about that last week.
It's incredible, man. I love that movie.
I'm a big fan of It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure.
That's
sure.
My go-to. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that.
Favorite movie of all time?
Honestly, Klaus might be up there just for Christmas. Like, I love Christmas time, so that might be up there. Hacksaw Ridge is another one, too, though. Hacksaw Ridge. Love that one.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah.
I've only seen it on TV, but... I think there's probably not too many, like, because it's a PG-13 movie, so there's probably not too many things that are cut off from that. But yeah, that's a good one for sure. Favorite place to eat here in Aberdeen?
I went to 322 recently, and that was my first time, and that was really good. Also, Saigon, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but the Vietnamese place.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, Chandra's main spot we go, because it's like right across from where we live. So we just walk over there, grab some pho, and... It's good stuff.
Isn't it called pho? Is it pho?
I think it's pho.
Pho or pho?
I would say pho.
I'm going to go with you.
Okay.
I'm going to go with you. Yeah, because that's over my head. I'm a big 322 Kitchen and Cocktails guy. That's my all-time favorite. What does Aberdeen need more of?
People. More people, man. It's a good spot. I think more people need to realize that. I love it here. It's awesome. Great people. So I think more people need to realize that, and I would love to see an influx of growth here.
What does Aberdeen need less of?
That's a tough question. Snow right now. Cold.
that's a fair response. Do you believe in voodoo?
Not at all. I believe in the spirit world, and I believe spirits and demons are very real. I believe that the Lord tells us so. And
Stay away from that stuff.
I think voodoo is real, but not that it's voodoo. I think it's of a different...
Bad spirits.
I think it's very not good.
I gotcha. I'm with you. On a scale of 1 to 10... How ticklish is James Glenn?
Unfortunately, probably a 10. It's up there, man. It's a problem. And Chandra knows that way too well.
She's always hassling
you?
Yeah. There you go. So. What kind of toothpaste do you use?
I cannot tell you. I have no clue. I think?
I'm a Crest guy.
Yeah, okay, sure.
How long do you brush for? Do you think about it, or you just kind of do it for a couple seconds and you're done?
I got told, I think, a day and a half ago that I don't brush long enough. So probably a minute or so, which I need to get up.
Okay.
I'm working on now, apparently.
There you go. Big mouthwash guy or not so much?
Not at all. I don't like it.
Okay. Stings the cankers?
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right. Best superhero?
I rock with Spider-Man.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, Spider-Man? Sure. Tom Holland, Spider-Man. I like his version.
Okay. Describe music to somebody who is deaf.
That is tough. I mean, I guess I would think the physical way of, like, you can feel vibrations, and that's but I don't even know how to describe that well. I would have to do it, like, physically and have them feel the speaker, I feel like, mm-hmm. and, like, how, you know, how you can feel the vibrations and
yeah.
explain that there's words going along with it, I guess. That's tough, though.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I love it. I would say it's like, yeah, you feel the speaker, and you say the stuff that's emitting from that.
Sure.
There is some sort of wavelength and sound with it.
It's hard to...
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I'm having a hard time with that one myself. What is one thing you cannot live without?
Lord Jesus Christ, man. That's physical, in the physical realm. I mean, he's physical too, but probably my coffee machine. Just grabbed that over Christmas break too. So probably now my coffee machine.
How do you take your coffee? Black, or are you cream and sugar guy?
A little cream. Right now I've been putting a little maple syrup in it, which is interesting, but it's very good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. I never had that before.
It's weird, but it's good.
I might have to give that a shot. I'm more of just a cream guy myself. Sure. So a little maple syrup. I like that.
That's interesting.
What would you choose as your last meal?
Steak, potatoes, broccoli, maybe a smoothie or something along with it.
I love me some broccoli. It's a very underrated vegetable.
A lot of butter and salt on there. It's good stuff.
Man. Oh, yeah. Now we're rocking. Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
I'll win the lottery, man. I don't want to be here that long.
What's one thing that's on your bucket list?
Skydiving. I love to go skydiving.
Really?
Went with my brother. And he went, and I just watched it, and it looks awesome. So
I'm afraid of heights.
Sure.
So yeah. I think that's out for me.
Might be out the picture then, yeah.
No doubt about it. Next up, I got a segment called This or That. Weightlifting or cardio?
Oh, weightlifting.
Bench press or squats?
Squats. I'm too little to bench press much.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Hot dogs or brats?
Brats.
Better shooter, Devin Brooke or James Glenn?
Man, you can't do that to me. That's my brother. It's probably Devin, man. He's one of the only shooters that I'd really, really say, like, that I'd pass up a shot for to get him an open shot.
And there you go. Okay.
Yeah, he's up there. He's a very good shooter.
Fair enough. No doubt. Summer or fall?
Fall. I get sunburned too easily in the summer, so fall.
You and me both. Text message or a Snapchat?
Text message.
Gray hair at age 30 or being bald?
Gray hair. As a redhead, it'll often turn like white.
Yeah.
I'm already looking forward to that, weirdly.
Yeah. Seinfeld or Friends?
Friends.
Okay. That's too bad. I'm a Seinfeld guy. Coke or Pepsi?
I have to say Coke.
Okay. Ice bath or hot tub?
I think ice baths are more beneficial, but I'd way rather a hot tub.
I think that's a perfect response. Hot coffee or iced coffee?
Iced coffee. Yeah.
Burger King or McDonald's?
Burger King.
What's on the menu for you there at BK?
It's been a while since I've been to either, but I might almost say McDonald's just for the iced coffee deals, but for Burger King, I don't know, their Whopper, I guess. Maybe Whopper and a Whopper Jr. to go along with it.
Yeah, Whoppers are solid.
Sure.
Rock and roll or country music?
Oh, heavily country.
South Park or Family Guy?
I don't really watch either. I used to watch Family Guy a little bit, though, so.
Okay. Tall or short?
I guess I'm considered tall, so I'll go tall.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Twix.
Love me some Twix. That's a great answer. Chicken or steak?
Steak.
Fried or grilled?
Grilled.
Boneless or bone-in?
Unfortunately, boneless. I wish I was a bone-in guy, but I mean, I prefer the chicken nugget method.
Paula Kruger always gives me a hard time for that because I say boneless too.
Yeah.
I love a good boneless wing. Yeah, she goes, those are just chicken nuggets. I'm like, yeah, who cares? It tastes good to
me. I'm not going to disagree with that they're a chicken nugget, but they taste good.
Yeah, absolutely. Quiet or loud?
Quiet.
Scrambled or hard-boiled?
Scrambled.
Cold shower or a 5K run?
Cold shower.
Nachos or French fries?
French fries for sure.
Pen or pencil?
Pencil.
Save or spend?
I wish I could say save, but I guess spend, man.
Answer wisely on this last one now. Blondes or brunettes? Or redheads?
I mean, it's technically a brunette, but my wife dyed her hair quite a few different colors, so it's very dark right now, so I don't know, brown I guess right now, so
whatever your wife's hair is.
Exactly. Yep, that's
there,
one.
There you go. Finally, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase, and whatever comes to your mind, just come out and say it. Okay,
cool.
Don't even think about it. South Dakota.
Aberdeen.
Iowa.
Home.
Northern State University.
Love it.
The Barnett Center.
Also home.
Basketball.
I don't know, great game.
Slam dunk.
Too many.
Behind the back pass.
Ah, never do it.
Best shooter in history.
Steph Curry.
Tacos.
Love them.
What's on your taco?
Everything but onions and cilantro.
Okay. Gatorade.
I don't rock with them.
Waffle fries.
Incredible. Chick-fil-A.
There you go. Finals week.
Bad.
Pepsi.
Solid.
I like Pepsi. Yeah, my wife always gives me a hard time. You know what?
It's solid. It's
I like
solid.
Pepsi. You know, yeah. Sue me. New Year's resolution. Any New Year's resolutions for you?
Getting the word more, man. Yeah.
There you go. Steak.
Steak and butter.
The NFL.
Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals fan, huh?
Yeah, man. Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald going up watching them.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan, but I got a lot of respect for Larry Fitzgerald and Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Twitter.
X.
That's right. Cheeseburgers.
Homemade.
What's on your burger?
Usually pretty simple. Usually just like cheese and ketchup. I like to try and like, I like cooking a lot, so I try to like actually make the burger itself taste good, you know?
You go on American cheese or something else?
Yeah, usually American or like mozzarella.
I'm a big pepper jack guy.
Sure.
Personally.
Sure.
Ethan Russell.
My dog.
Quat Abdel Karim.
Lifelong brother.
Braden Van Bockern.
Hooper.
Toby Obiora.
Big dog.
Caleb Mitchell.
Comedian.
That guy has the best teeth of anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Caleb Mitchell.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay more attention to the name practice.
Watch that guy smile and try not to smile.
Sure. I see that.
I hope that he wears a mouthpiece or something. I mean, do you want to get any of those teeth chipped?
Yeah,
so
sure.
If Caleb's listening to this at some point in time on repeat or on playback, take care of your teeth, man. You got great teeth. Marcus Burks.
Super aggressive, great defender.
Devin Brooke.
Best friend.
Coach Wright.
Coach Wright, hilarious.
Coach Vaughn.
Laid back.
Coach Saul Phillips.
Great guy.
Your family.
Love them all.
Your wife.
Love her the most.
Your wife's cooking.
Love it too. It's great, man. She's becoming a great cook.
What's her go-to thing that she makes?
Mashed potatoes. They're incredible.
Okay.
Absolutely incredible.
There's something about her mashed potatoes that is better.
I can't match it. I've tried. Horrible.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And finally, James Glenn.
Son of Jesus Christ.
Good answer. Shout-outs to family and friends to kind of wrap things up a little bit.
To my wife, Chandra. Love you. To any of my family or friends that listen, I appreciate you guys and miss them all. Anyways, I love all of my friends and family here.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you there. All right, that is the junior from Altoona, Iowa, James Glenn, on this installment of PacJet. Thanks again for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate you, man.